Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Welcome, folks, to Strong Tower Radio Today with your hosts, Tom Majeure and John Duman. Welcome, John.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, it's good to be with you. You know, we may be doing this morning, we may be doing it at night. But
okay, good morning, Tom.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
I saw that coming. Hey, John, I get super excited about these themes of the month. You know, it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't say Christmas.
Well, John, here's the thing is, the only time we have everybody in the studio is either Christmas or New Year's.
That's true.
And, you know, as we come to the end of the calendar year here at Strong Tower Radio, the programming just gets more exciting every single month because we have Reformation Month in October.
Yes, we do.
November is Thanksgiving, and we have a special program on Thanksgiving Day. And then there's Christmas, which is the grand finale.
Yeah, the multiple hours of Christmas.
That's a multiple hours. It was 48. We're going to see how many it's going to be this year.
Yeah, I didn't want to put a number on it. I didn't want to limit you.
No, thank you. That's why I really like you, John. You don't limit me. Well, we have other people on the show. John, why don't you introduce them?
Well, we've got David Bolduc, our president, and we've got Cam Ferguson.
Absolutely. Hello. Good afternoon, evening, or morning, whichever
you
prefer.
This is going to be a fun program, but David, would you lead us off with a word of prayer? He's the president and founder of Strong Tower Radio.
Sure. Our gracious Father, we thank you. We can come to you in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that we have an advocate there before your throne, that our great high priest, Jesus, the righteous, great Messiah, is there ministering for us. And Father, as we look at the things of this world, we see a lot of hurt and a lot of trouble. But Father, as we look to your throne, we see just peace and love. So we just thank you that we can look to you for all of our strength and our courage, and that you continue to provide for Strong Tower Radio, even when the enemy tries to set us back. And we thank you, Father, that as we talk for these few minutes, that we can share from our different perspectives how you've been blessing. So we ask for your blessing on this recording and this broadcast. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, John, we always put the newsletter up front, the ministry news. That's the published, printed version that you edit. And so what is the lead article in this month's news?
Well, the lead article this month is called Times and Signs. It was written by Pastor Travis Smith, who couldn't be with us today. So hopefully we're all going to weigh in on the article itself and just the things that we see and we know to be happening.
Absolutely. John, you, of course, consult with everybody here at Strong Tower Radio, but you were the lead person on choosing the theme of Times and Signs. What were you thinking?
Well, there's so much going on that you hear about. You know, obviously, you know, Russia and Ukraine, they've got something going on that we've all heard about recently. There's all sorts of storms and flooding and bad weather, just any number of things that all of a sudden seem to be happening more often and a whole lot worse than they ever have before. So it just seemed to me that this might be the time to start talking about this.
And so then we assigned or asked Pastor Travis Smith to write this article. Tell us a little about that article.
Well, he bases it on Matthew 24, and he's got 10 signs that the time of the end is near or is very near. And they're pretty straightforward.
Very good. And David and Cam, please feel free to jump in wherever and giving some color commentary to this. The first sign is false Christ, and that starts with Matthew 24, 4 and 5. So, Cam, will you kind of line out evidences or things, signs of false Christ in our time?
Well, there's a number of examples that the author cites, and they date back even to the 90s and early 2000s. And whether it's Marshall Applewhite and the people that he deceived that, hey, we're all going to ride this comet when it picks us up, and so we just take this poison and then it'll pick us up. Well, didn't happen, and it just made the news. These 20-some people died, and they died for nothing. And David Koresh was another example used. Jim Jones, probably the largest number of someone who claimed to be Christ, had a following, and then all of his followers died. And the one that I was most close to, when I went over to the Philippines to help out with an evangelistic series, I landed in Davao City in the southern island of Mindanao. And the people who picked me up pointed out this mansion just next to the airport. And they said, this is the home of a man who continues to claim to be Jesus and has a very large following around the world. I'm like, really? Boy, Matthew 24 really came right up close and personal before my eyes, because there's this guy living next door to the airport who claims to be Jesus. And the thing that I marvel about is how plain Matthew 24 is, and yet people are looking to human beings as the incarnation of Jesus in our modern times. And so it reminds me of why it's so important what Strong Tower Radio is doing and what the Seventh-day Adventist Church has been called to do. All of God's people are called to live the gospel. Don't just talk it, live it. And Matthew 24:14 particularly zeroes in on that. And there's so many, nearly the entire world is not biblically literate to any large extent. And it's amazing how that information is there, yet there's so many other things that distract us as a civilization, if you will, as a globe, when that which is of eternal worth far outweighs anything we could ever have here on this earth.
Amen. And some of our listeners might want to get out your scriptures if you're not driving or you have your hands free. You might want to look up Matthew 24 and see as we walk through signs of the time. So, David, would you talk to sign number 2, which comes out of Matthew 24:6-7, international conflicts?
Yeah, the author, he really goes into a lot of detail with this. He's talking about World War I, World War II, and then since the World War II, you know, if you don't know your history very well, you might miss the fact that there's the Korean War, the Vietnam War, there's the Gulf War 1 and 2, and now we see in the news the war over in Ukraine, and it's just every situation, it's just one person or a group of people that are pushing their agenda against the will of the people, and they're really crushing them, but then they go to war, and how many people lose their lives needlessly because it's just that one agenda, and it's following that master agenda of the enemy, the devil, that's just trying to take the name of God out of the world.
Amen. Hey, John, would you talk about Matthew 24:7, which is signs 3-5, famines, pestilence, and earthquakes?
Well, if we jump to earthquakes, I was in New Zealand in 1994.
Okay.
And in 2018, just at the beginning of the year, they had a pretty massive earthquake down on the South Island. And I was reading later that in the ensuing month and a half, there was somewhere around 200 additional earthquakes in that area, in that just one small island.
Wow.
And that's not the only place earthquakes are happening, certainly. And we know that there are food shortages all over the world, and it's going to get worse. We know about pestilences if we just look at one, and that would be COVID.
Yes, we're still on the tail end of that, hopefully on the tail end.
And there's going to be new flavors as we go along, just yep, as there has been. So all these three things have been happening for some time, but they're certainly getting worse.
You know, Pastor Travis, who authored this article, he gave kind of a timeline there. He takes like the 1500s, one major earthquake. You go to the 1600s, one major earthquake. The 1700s, two major earthquakes. Jump to 1800s, 29. Well, that's a quantum.
That's a huge leap.
That's huge. And then 1900s, we just got out of the 1900s. They call it the 20th century. It did a huge leap that year, that century, which is 126. And the statistics go on. Cam, let's come back to you. Decrease in morality. That's a sign that moves over to 2 Timothy 3:1-4.
Yeah, I'd like to go back to the earthquakes momentarily. If you look at not just the major ones, but all that are recorded, it's such an exponential leap in the last 30 to 40 years, and it just keeps going up. And so, as Peter said, the earth is waxing old like a garment. And
it sounds like my old Suburban. There's more creaks and noises on it.
And the burden of sin on this world is felt even at the core levels and all the crust layers down to the core. And so this is another sign that we are nearing the end of the world and the return of Jesus Christ. The decrease of morality, not only is there the reference in 2 Timothy, but Jesus referenced that as it was in the days of Lot and in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. And when you look at the time of Noah in Genesis 6, it said, every thought of man was evil continually. And the end of the world is compared to that same mindset. And so we see this is brought out in the last several years with the overall response to COVID, whether it's in or out of the churches. There's been a dividing, if you will. Mm-hmm. Some people moved forward. It's like they saw the crisis and they jumped in to help. And others backed up, you could say bunkered, and went into self-preservation mode. And if that was threatened at all, wow, you saw tigers come out. You didn't know were there. Mm-hmm. And so it was a revealer of the secrets of the heart, as the Bible says, that the Word of God reveals the secrets of the heart. And so we see these signs happening, and what is happening? A greater tendency towards self-preservation and self-interest. And what is the Spirit of God like? Just the opposite. Jesus in his life modeled other-centeredness. He took risks for other people. He served even when others thought he was off his rocker for doing so. He wasn't afraid of demoniacs running after him or toward him. And so the morality, what do we see people in civilization, Western particularly, going for? Entertainment. Greater and greater entertainment and medication. I'm not talking about prescription. I'm talking about life is stressful. Let me forget my problems. And so there's that going on. And so another aspect is, what was it like in the days of Lot? In the days of Lot, the provisions for pleasure that God had made
was primary.
It had been at some point in time, but they got bored with that. So they wanted to try variations because they were not content with the pleasure that God had given them. So they wanted to do pleasure according to their own way, the pleasures of sin, which last only for a season. And the prophet Ezekiel makes the point that what was Sodom's problem? It wasn't just that they were into variant lifestyles. They had idleness, fullness of bread. And they didn't help the poor and needy. And so they were caring about themselves, caring about pleasure, and didn't care about those in need. And you look around, and particularly in societies that are very well off, we have some of that very openly. And so we're seeing things in the last 10 to 15 years that pertain to the time of Lot and the time of Noah that we have not seen before in our lifetimes. And so that tells us that we are much closer to the return of Jesus Christ than we have ever been.
Yes. David, I did skip over Matthew 24:12, increase in violence.
Yeah, I was listening, obviously, to Strong Tower Radio a week or so ago, and one of the presenters, I believe it was Scott Ritzma, he was saying that there was a study done in before TV was introduced into Africa. They did a study here in the United States, and they found out that the murder rates increased, doubled, whenever TV was introduced here. So as a just to kind of gauge to see how accurate that was, they did a study for 10 years or so before TV was introduced, and then 10 years after TV was introduced, and again, murder rates doubled. So whenever you see things on TV, the evidence is right there that you are going to do what you're seeing on TV. And, you know, maybe it's something is what we would think is innocent as Lone Ranger or something like that, or Gunsmoke. And, you know, a lot of people have their favorite shows. But if you look at the kids that are watching that, what do they do after they watch that? They go out and emulate that. And they have their cap guns and all that stuff. You know, we all had those as kids, the neighbors did. But it doesn't stop there. And it's not to say one way or the other about, you know, what we should do with weapons and all. It's just saying what you behold, you become. And so whenever Jesus is talking about this, when he's saying violence is going to increase, we're seeing this whenever people witness this continually. That becomes part of their thinking process. This is how we deal with situations. And, you know, according to the scriptures, that's not how we should deal with that. But Jesus is, you know, from that time period, over 2,000 years ago, he saw this coming.
John, sign number 8, we're going to the Old Testament. We're looking at Isaiah 51:6. So the scriptures as a whole, and has signs not only in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament. Environmental pollution.
Well, Pastor Smith mentions here that the World Health Organization estimates that about 4.6 million people a year die from air pollution. And one of the things I remember hearing during the lockdown, because people weren't driving, cities that normally couldn't see the sky because the pollution was so bad could begin to see blue sky again. It was just amazing. And this is around the world, not just a few cities. So it certainly is an issue that we probably don't think about every day. And that's not to mention water pollution. We know that we've got garbage building up all over the place that we can't get rid of.
In the space.
Yeah, absolutely. There's floating islands of plastic in the ocean. So it's certainly there.
So, Cam, Daniel 12:4, increase in knowledge.
Yes, Daniel talks about knowledge shall increase, men shall run to and fro, and you can look at that both from a physical standpoint as well as running to and fro in the Bible. And we see with modern technology over the last 100 years that we've gone from horse and buggy and relatively slow travel to supersonic jet travel. And so knowledge is certainly increasing. I don't remember if it's probably faster now than every 2 years the knowledge base is doubling. And this the rate of speed, if you thought going to school 25, 30, 40, 50 years ago that the rate of knowledge was increasing and you would never keep up, that's even more so now. So the key is what knowledge to pursue. And scripture is the most important knowledge. And Daniel 12 tells us that at the close of Earth's history, knowledge of the scriptures also will increase. And an understanding of Daniel and Revelation, and God's people are called particularly to not only be familiar and study Daniel and Revelation connected together, but to also share this with other people. And so not only, and this is happening, and so this too is a sign of the near return of Jesus Christ.
Amen. What a great article. Folks, if you want to study this in more depth, you can go to our website, str.fm, and download this copy of the newsletter and read it for yourself, or you can be added to the mailing list. John, We got halfway through the newsletter in the first segment, so we're going to come back with these same guests and continue exploring the September ministry news.
Stick around.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Hello, folks. For those of you that have been holding your breath, waiting for us to come back, you can breathe again.
Hey, John, I like that comeback. We'll have you bring us back more often. Hey, we're talking about the September theme, and we always talk about the newsletter and exciting things that are happening here at Strong Tower Radio, and actually wherever you listen to us, because we're there, whether it be on radio or if we're on the internet, or if we're on the smartphones, Apple and Android. Hey, we're going to talk about, we've got a recipe again this month. John, how many times have we had recipes in the newsletters? This is the second or third time?
I think this is the third.
Third time. All right. Cam is representing Jody. She used to tell us a little bit about Jody had some previous experience before debuting here in the ministry news.
Yeah, she did some garden writing for Heirloom Gardener magazine before it was a newsstand item. And so it was only by subscription at that time. And this article is a garden cucumber salad.
Oh, I got plenty of those.
Well, yes, a lot of people have many cucumbers. And that wasn't the reason this article or this recipe came about. It actually, we had a lot of cucumbers on hand back at the end of last calendar year. I got a pretty lengthy case of COVID. And so we were looking for a way to make a salad that didn't have greens like lettuce or spinach, because we didn't have those at the time in the house. And so we put this together and it was delicious. And we thought, hey, we need to share this. So we had, and we used cucumbers, Lindsay's olives, the green ones. They used to call them natural, now they call them crafted.
Okay.
And they have a very particular flavor. It's delicious. Some sliced celery. And we've made it with or without tomatoes. And then you just add a few seasonings and some salt and either lemon or lime juice and go to it. And it keeps well. And it's not going to last long because you will like this salad.
Well, I want to know if this is a copyrighted recipe.
No, it's made to share.
Made to share. Hey, also, I understand cucumbers are good for people who have kidney stones. And I've been there, done that. So.
Well, I've not read that it's helpful for kidney stones. It may very well be. I have read that it's very helpful for digestion. It has some enzymes that help, as do cabbage, different kinds of cabbage.
Well, good. Thank you for standing in for Jody, your wife, Jody Ferguson. She wrote the article. And if you want to get the particulars, you have to go on to str.fm and look for the newsletter and download it, or better yet, to sign for the newsletter and get it every single month. Get a subscription. Hey, the next article, John, I know who wrote that one.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, because I did. Hey, listen, it's my favorite topic is September is the current events. And it just, I like it because David gives us this overview of what's happening at the ministry, but I kind of give these current events what's happening. I'm production manager and I do a newsletter. So the weekly one, you can sign up for that also on strongtowerradio.org or str.fm and find out what's happening every single week. You find out what the pastors that are sharing their messages on fresh manna and where we're speaking next. So that gives you the latest and greatest. But John, what was really exciting is you helped introduce us to the digital recorders, and that really cut the cord for us, and it really freed us to do some new programming. And I really appreciate your leadership in that. I took it to John, and I did a site visit at the Ionia School of Missionary Aviation and Technology. They had invited us to an event. It happened to be on Sabbath. And so we said, well, better yet, why don't we just come visit you? And because we had these digital recorders, we could do it. And it was a good time, wasn't it?
It was very, very informative. It was a good time. And what I found to be interesting is that all of the students, all of the faculty that we run into, they were all super friendly. They were all willing to stop and talk to us, even though they may be working on an engine or what have you. It was just something I'd never come across before.
And I was a school chair, an administrator in a college, a technical college, and I saw the level of engagement. That totally impressed me. But what happened is that we got to see them in their labs, rebuilding engines, doing what they are preparing for their licenses and certifications. And then we got to watch them take off in the airplane. We got to hear them. And because we did it with these digital recorders, our listeners come along with us. And we're going to be, it's one of our programs called STR, or Strong Tower Radio Feature. And you will hear that coming up very early in the month of September. It took two editions, so it'll be two consecutive weeks you'll be hearing that program. We took it to Blind Camp, and actually was captaining a tandem bike with a blind person, a rider with us, as visually impaired, and we give you that experience of being part of Blind Camp. And then we took it also to Faith Camp and interviewed some people. So it's just opened up a lot of possibilities with that. And the other thing we shared is in our newsletter, our monthly one, we mentioned the email that we tell you where we're going to be. And we're within driving distance of many of you throughout the month. And Cam is going to be in the Upper Peninsula, so visiting with a number of the congregations. He's going to be up there, myself and Cam and our spouses will be up there. I guess John will be up there too. And we'll be up at the UP camp meeting the first weekend after camp meeting. So a lot of exciting things happening there. And then, John, you're part of the Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour, and starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, even though you're in Central Time in Wilson, you will be doing back-to-back programs September 24th through and also again on October 1st.
Yeah, September 24th, we're going to be in Charlotte, and that proves to be a very promising and exciting program. And then the following weekend, we're going to be in Wilson.
Boy, you're covering the whole state.
Oh, we are traveling, certainly.
Have you ever done back-to-back programs that close and that far apart?
No. Okay. No, we haven't.
So this is exciting. Sometimes we're able to use those programs here on air, and Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour is where we play that often. What's exciting about it is we have one of our co-hosts in the studio with us. That is Cam Ferguson. And we're also going to be having Pastor Corey Herthel. It's been a little while. He's a good co-host, and we're glad to have him back.
Yes, we tag team for the Grand Haven Variety Hour in April of this year. And we looked at each other after the program was done and said, we need to do this again. And how about we come to your neighborhood? Because he now ministers in the Green Bay area. And so Wilson is just a couple hours north of him. So he came a lot further than I did to be co-host of Grand Haven's Variety Hour. So now I'll get to be the one who drives the long way to be in Wilson.
And maybe he'll bring some Wisconsin listeners with him.
Oh, yes, maybe so.
And then kind of special in Charlotte, John, why don't you announce who our hosts will be in Charlotte?
Well, our hosts for the Charlotte program are going to be Gene and Jeremy Hall, okay, the father-son team. For those that of you that may know them, they are going to be, I am sure, a fun team of hosts.
Absolutely. And then the last thing that we talked about, current events, is Strong Tower Radio got a byline in the Michigan Memo, I believe that was the August issue, and it talked about, and it went on their Facebook page also, it talked about how Strong Tower Radio had a part in bringing a part of a family to Christ. And so you're going to see more about that in a number of other features, maybe even at camp meeting up at Camp Segola. Hey, listen, John, let's turn the page, literally turn the page, and Cam, you wrote an article about the children of Issachar. I'm not sure too many people are familiar with Issachar. It's kind of, when you're reading through a list, that name pops up, but it's not memorable.
It's a unique name. It's one of the sons of Jacob. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, toward the end of the chapter, it is listing the various tribes of Israel and the groups of people that they sent to the coronation of David as king of Israel. And so one of the references is to the children of Issachar who had understanding of the times, what Israel ought to do.
So that's appropriate for our theme for this month.
Correct. It's the very reason that I tied into that, because signs and times, we need to be a people who understand the times and understand what we are to do. And God has laid out a set of instructions on how we are to proceed as we live our lives in these times. And I simply brought out that there was a donor recently who had come into a fair amount of money, and they looked at their situation and said, the Lord has provided and is continuing to provide. We're going to contribute all this money that we've been given through an inheritance to ministries. And Strong Tower Radio is one of the recipients of one of those checks that they sent. And so, praise the Lord, they were a family who understood the times and understood what to do with those funds that God provided them.
What a wonderful connection, and what a wonderful example they're showing, that they may lead the way and for other people to do likewise.
Amen.
In these times. You know, John, I realized that when we followed the newsletter, it took us deeper into the newsletter. I went to adjacent pages and I skipped page number 2, and shame on me, I've skipped the president. So David, you wrote a very thoughtful, I've really appreciated your articles recently, have been very much on the point and give us a clear vision of where we're going with our ministry.
Well, you know, we deal with nature on a daily basis with our radio stations and our TV station.
I never thought of it that way, but it is true.
But they're out there every day.
Explain it to
rain,
our audience.
Sunshine, whatever, wind. And so we've had some issues this past year with several of our stations. Starting last December, we had a winter storm go through that impacted our TV station. Our antenna, actually, the opening of it faces to the east. And when Jenobi got a winter storm out of the east, and it packed snow and ice into that antenna, and it took a couple of months for that snow and ice to melt with the different warming and coolings. But it took a long time for us to figure out if the problem really was with our antenna or if it was with our amplifier. And we found out just a few months ago that the problem was not with our antenna, but it was with our amplifier. And praise the Lord, the manufacturer of the amplifier, they honored the warranty. It was only 6 months old, but there was some other issues, but praise the Lord, they honored the warranty. And so I just took it back to the tower site this week. I'm going to put it on. We've got a standby spare, and it is running full power. We've got some other issues at the TV tower, but we have stations and we're still on the air. And praise the Lord, the problem is not with the antenna, which would be a climb and all that stuff. So, but then in May, we took a direct hit on our tower out for Cadillac out in Harrietta. and another radio station, they also took a direct hit as well. And so our feed line got some water in it, even though it's not supposed to have water in it. And the tower guys, they cut it back about a foot of feed line. They kept finding water. But we put it back together, and praise the Lord, again, the feed line's drying out. And so it looks like we may not have to replace that. We're just kind of waiting to see how the Lord opens that up. And then if that's not enough, we had two other stations that their EAS systems went offline for various reasons.
What is EAS?
Whenever there's a storm coming through, the emergency alert system, or if there is a 911 outage, or if the president does the yearly test or something like that, those tones that some people used to scare my son to death. But, you know, it's a way of communicating immediately with people. And so that system failed at two points, but we were able to get one working again, and the other one we're going to send in for repairs. But praise the Lord, as we are working on purchasing and building new stations, I've been picking some of those up for reduced prices, and so I had a spare. And so we've got a spare in place, so we're compliant, and we're still passing along the alerts as needed. So we see how the enemy continually, like Jesus says, what he meant for harm, God brings a blessing out of that. And we see these blessings continually. And then, as I mentioned in the article, and some of you may have heard, that our good friend Sandy had a medical issue, and she hopefully will be back in the coming weeks. She'll be doing some short times here, but as she gets stronger, she'll be able to do more time on the phones and such. And so if you've called and you haven't been able to talk to Sandy, hopefully she'll be back in the coming weeks to answer your phone calls again. And so we just see this continually, where God uses these instances where the enemy tries to discourage or to hurt, but yet God brings healing, like Romans 8:28, all things come together for the good of those who love him and trust him. So it's just been a blessing to see how God is leading through all this.
Amen. Cam, you wrote two articles for the newsletter, and our listeners are waiting on bated breath to hear about it.
Well, there's another article that I wrote, Change Lives, called Let Them Hear. And in the article, I explored the impact that Strong Tower Radio continues to have on the lives of three different listeners that I'd recently spoken with on the phone, and just some of their responses on what they like and how the programming continues to bless them and make an impact on their daily lives. Their comments include, I learn something new almost every day from what I'm listening to on Strong Tower Radio. Another made the comment that you almost never hear preachers preach about repentance and confession anymore, and that we're living in the end times, and we need to hear these things. And she says, I hear that on Strong Tower Radio. They're consistently drawing us to Christ and our need for him, and pointing to the times in which we live. And several of the listeners also made mention of the music that they hear on Strong Tower Radio is uplifting and points them toward Christ. It's not entertainment-centric, it's worship-centric, which is what music is designed to be, to glorify God, not glorify the artist or glorify something other than God.
You know, I love that title, Changed Lives, because it represents what we're hoping for, is the changed lives of people, and to promote the character of God, to point them to Jesus.
Amen.
Well, this is the end of the second segment. We'll be back for one more. Stay tuned.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Batchelor from Amazing Facts. Strong Tower Radio is a station that believes in the power of prayer. In the book Steps to Christ, we're told, prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Not that it's necessary in order to make known to God what we are, but in order to enable us to receive him. Prayer does not bring God down to us, but brings us up to him. What a beautiful promise of God's power for our lives. Do you have a special prayer request that you'd like for us to pray for? If so, call us at 877-278-5512 or send an email through our website, strongtowerradio.org. We have a team of prayer warriors standing by to join with you in taking your petitions to the throne of grace. God loves each of us so much, and He's waiting to hear from you.
And folks, just like the sunrise follows the evening in the dark, we're back.
All right. I love those. I think you've got a full-time job, John. Hey, listen, we finished the newsletter except for the back page, which is the things that we're going to be doing, how you can access Strong Tower Radio. So looking at that back page, page 8, let's see, by the time we'll have the UP camp meeting, Cam and I and John and our spouses will be up there at camp meeting, and then David will be preaching in Marion, Seventh-day Adventist Church, and then Cam, you're going to be on the 24th at Stevensville. That's in southwestern Michigan.
Correct, and I'll be speaking at the Wilson Church in the UP on September 3rd as well.
That is correct. And then Charlotte, we have the, which we mentioned earlier, the Variety Hour at, is it 5:30 p.m.?
I believe it is.
Okay. And then also the Wilson is 6 p.m. Eastern Time, not Central Time, in the UP. We also have our schedule here as our, 168 hours per week, what we do during every hour and sometimes even on the quarter hour. And then, John, you put a couple of wonderful pictures in there that makes our, warms our heart, and tell our listeners what you were able to get. This was at the last possible minute.
Absolutely. It was just recently, this last Sabbath, we had someone who has been studying and attending church, was baptized out at Jelaine's Lakeside home, and we're pretty excited about it. But you guys, unless you happen to know her, won't find out any more details until next month's issue, so stay tuned.
So you got a reason to read the October ministry news. Also, a couple things that you have a picture of a couple license plates. Do you want to explain that?
Well, we've got ambassadors for Strong Tower Radio all over the state, and these two just happen to be parked close together, and they are the Strong Tower Radio Quartet van and the Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour administrator. We're parked close together, and they have, what do they call those? Vanity plates.
Vanity plates, okay, yes.
And it's pretty cool to see them. So certainly keep your eyes open for other ambassadors of Strong Tower Radio.
And if you see those two together, there's more than likely a Strong Tower Radio Variety Program is about to start. Hey, the other thing is we wanted to call attention. It's good to use our P.O. box when sending correspondence if you're going to be using the mail, because it's more secure. That's at the post office. We have a box downtown in the post office, and it's just safer. So if you're contributing and such by mail, that is the best way to do that. Well,
and what is the P.O. box?
The P.O. thanks so much. We have to get in the habit of saying that. It's P.O. box 567 Cadillac, Michigan 49601. And again, in radio, we always repeat it twice. P.O. Box 567 Cadillac, Michigan 49601.
You know, going back to 2008, whenever we first were applying and everything, getting all things together, the one day my wife and I went into the post office looking for a post office box, they had little stickers on all the boxes that said, "This one's available." I've never seen it since. Maybe they do it, but I've never seen it. And we walked by, and she saw the one that said 567. We thought, that would be easy to remember. So we grabbed P.O. Box 567, Cadillac, Michigan. So it was just one of those things where, again, the Lord provided the opportunity, and we moved forward.
Yes, it's very important to have a memorable P.O. Box there. Now, Cam, you and David work on this all the time behind the scenes. We're adding stations. Would you update how many stations we went through FCC process, just like when we got this station back in the day in 2007, and it happened again, and we were awarded sevenfold.
Yes, we were able to apply for 10 new signals last November, and the FCC has decided on all 10 of them. And of the 10, 7 have already been granted, and 1, we are what's called a tentative selectee. There's a petition to deny period of 30 days, and if no one petitions to contest the FCC's decision, then the tentative selectee status that Strong Tower has becomes a grant. And so we're anticipating a total of 8 new signals will be granted to Strong Tower Radio as of early September.
So what does that mean? You know, if they're not like David, who has worked in sweat, blood, sweat, and tear through 15 stations and then another 7 to come. David, when is it going to be ready?
Well, like I was telling somebody the other day, we applied for WGCP in 2007. WGCP went on the air in 2009. Now, hopefully it doesn't take that long, but we've run into some obstacles, and I've related that in some of the newsletter articles, that we've run into issues with the towers. There were particulars about the towers we didn't know about, so we've had to look at other opportunities. My wife and I just went on a tower hunt a couple of weeks ago looking for tower opportunities in an area, and so we are still moving forward. I'm talking to tower owners, but before you can build a station, you've got to get not only permission to use a tower, but you got to make sure there's space actually available. They'll tell you you can use the tower, but you've got to actually measure it out. And then before you put anything on the tower, they want to make sure the tower's not going to collapse under the load of your equipment. So there's a tower study. And so there's things that we have to go through in the process to get ready to build the station. And so it's just the going through the fine details to make sure everything is in place.
You know, you were mentioning about tower hunting, and I thought of geocaching as...
Yeah, that's fun too.
Hey, Cam, do you want to give us some updates on some of the stations that you can? You know, some are tentative, and you don't want to be talking about things until things get as firm as possible. You raise expectations, but what can you share with us on the status of some stations that are in the pipeline right now?
Well, we have 2 stations that have recently become, all the funds needed to purchase the equipment have been given.
Praise the Lord.
There have been a number of very thoughtful and forward-thinking people who have given to these, and they want to see it up as quick as possible. So they're amongst those who, as you mentioned earlier, when's it going to happen? So there's an eagerness, and we share that eagerness, and we're just looking for the Lord to assist us as we try to move forward and overcome the obstacles.
And so we need funds for, so we've got 2, you say 3?
There's 2 that have been funded, and there's at least 3 more that are somewhere between 1/3 and 3/4 funded.
Okay.
And so we praise the Lord for those who are giving there as well.
Amen.
And we pray that more will hear, and that the Spirit will not, I don't want to say get through to them, but they will respond to the Spirit's urging.
Right.
To support this opportunity, because as the article that I was commenting on in our prior section, Let Them Hear, when someone particularly becomes a monthly supporter of Strong Tower Radio in both prayers and finances, they are in essence saying to the world through streaming, as well as through the 15 broadcast antennas that we have, let them hear. And so it's a way to share that goes far beyond what we could do individually, going and knocking on people's doors and sharing with them the good news, the everlasting gospel. And these new stations, they take some time. There's a lot of organic groundwork that goes in because these are stations, these are signals that have never been used before. And so it's just like starting from scratch on a plat of ground. You have a lot of building and work to do. And I'd like to pivot our attention to our newest station that we're still doing fundraising for, and that's the Grand Haven station. It is not a newly existent station. It has quite a history, and the Lord kind of put his hand over it for about the last 10 years, if you hear the history of what had happened to the station. And it was really hand-picked for the gospel message to go over this signal in the central western coast of Michigan there in Greater Grand Haven. And so thus far, we have had close to $300,000 that have been contributed, and we're looking for about another $125,000, $130,000 to complete the purchase. And the Lord has made amazing provisions to extend the time in which we are able to do this, and so we praise him for that and for those who have given. And we just appeal to those who have a deep appreciation for the Three Angels' message to prayerfully consider what the Lord would have you do in helping to complete this purchase so that it comes under the management of Strong Tower Radio fully instead of under the commercial license of the current owner.
And you know, you were talking about this. We're coming towards the end of our fiscal year. That means our financial year, which ends in September. Was it September 30th?
September 30th, that's
and
correct.
And this program is broadcast the first full week of September. So listeners, we have what I affectionately call missionary stations. These are stations that are in parts that the local the listeners are not financially able to support, and so they look to other people to support them. So we need people, missionary stations here in Michigan, to help support those particular stations.
Yes, just as you have some areas of the country that are financially very well situated and there's a high population level, you have others that are more rural and don't have the same economic basis or the population basis. And so we have some signals that are centered in those more rural areas. And so those who are, if you're looking for a worthy missionary outreach, this is a great way to put your resources to work for the gospel, because in the 12 plus years of broadcasting, Strong Tower Radio has seen over 100 people choose to follow Jesus Christ and embrace the full gospel. And it can, the broadcast continues to change lives on a daily basis. So your investment is one of the greatest ways that you can invest in eternal riches and not earthly riches which perish.
Amen. As we round out this particular hour, I want to give you an idea what's happening on this very program, which is Strong Tower Radio Today. What, in fact, John, we've been able to put together a schedule through the end of the year. So that's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is.
So what we're going to be, the Garden Guy, which is almost always on the second week of the month, and then followed by, we're going to have a missionary story. It's a program we recorded in the past, and it'll be debuting. Jeff Sutton telling missionary stories, and some of them are a bit hair-raising.
They were good stories.
They were really, and they're true stories, too. And then we're going to end up the month with John Bradshaw. Pastor Bradshaw visited our remote studios there at the Michigan Camp Meeting at Cedar Lake. He's been visited us on different occasions, and it's been a real blessing. Of course, the month of October is Reformation Month, and you'll just have to stay tuned to see the rest of the year's schedule for Strong Tower Radio. We had, with the Grand Haven station, which you mentioned, Cam, we reached that tipping point. And John, you've been talking for some time that we need to spin off some more radio, local radio interview programs.
Yes.
And we did it. Grand Haven was that tipping point. And so looking forward to some of the programs that we'll be having, we talked about the, we have a program, a missionary, School of Missionary Aviation, that was what we kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
That was our very first digital remote recording. We're going to be bringing Faith Camp. That was another one of those. And then Blind Camp will kind of finish out that particular the month of September.
And Tom, you were talking about spinning off a new program.
Sure.
I edited it, so I'm biased, but I really enjoyed the Grand Haven Musical Fountain, but also the Coast Guard interview. It was really good to hear the insides of these different events that are going on, and I just hope we can continue bringing it the spotlight on different things that are happening in the communities and all of these stations. You look at, you know, all 14 stations in Michigan, one in Illinois, there's a lot of things out there. And I just, like John, you know, having that insight, we need to do more of this. I hope we can keep doing that because it's a great opportunity to really connect with our listeners. And we just want to do that in the name of the Lord.
And it's fun to talk to the people about what's going on in their areas.
We have had so much fun with that, John, really. And it started with Grand Haven, and I keep saying tipping point because I can't think of anything else to call it, and we've literally doubled our community involvement with this program of Strong Tower Radio Features.
We're going to need help.
Yes.
The more programs we put on, the more recordings we do, the more help we need. So if you guys have an interest in editing or giving us programs or sitting in the chair and talking with us, we'd love to have you.
Hey, we're going to be doing much, much more of community. We're going to be talking to community service centers. We've set up another one up with Grand Haven that's in the, and we're hoping to visit almost every community service center in the state of Michigan. That's an ambitious goal.
That is.
But we can do it. Well, John, it's been a pleasure. We're glad to have had our September theme issue with our president, David Bolduc, with Cam Ferguson, our development director, and of course, yours truly, I guess that would be me, John Duman, who's our IT director, produces many of, records our programs, and a great co-host. We really appreciate you. And I am Tom Majeure. Stay with us all month long here on Strong Tower Radio, and make sure that you sign up and get the email at str.fm, so every week you will see what the latest is happening every single week. So thanks so much. Glad to be with you. And God bless you till we meet again, maybe at a Strong Tower Radio event in person.
Till next time.
Bye now.